the expectations in the remaining competitions, your chances?
No, we only left with the 200 meters.
Just 200 meters?
For four of us.
Okay. So, what are your expectations then?
Well, hoping to do the best we can.
Which is?
Which is going to the final and then hopefully getting a medal for ourselves.
Okay, so which country do you think is like your biggest challenge at the 200 meters?
In the 200 meters is, competition is just normal. You don't have any country to underrate. Because somebody can be from Norway and then be a champion in the other country. So there's no underrated in the competition. You just have to do the best you can.
So looking at Olympic 2020, what is Gambia's realistic projection towards the Olympic 2020?
Well, going there with qualifications, meeting the world standards, and then even going to the final.
Okay, now, so let's talk about infrastructure.
Infrastructure of?
Of Gambia, like in your national
world. And that is...
That's nice. So, coming back to infrastructure in Gambia, do you people have a special training center for your athletes?
No, we don't have training center in Gambia. Training, we do training on our national side, but not training camp, like that of being an IAAF center or IOC center. We only have it in our neighboring country, Senegal.
So that means most of the athletes go to Senegal?
Too. Some who got scholarship. We have to go to Senegal and train there at the High Performance Center.
That's nice. So you personally, you're going to be in the 200 meters?
Yes.
What's your personal, not for Gambia, your personal aspiration and hope?
Well, I know I'm going to the final. Because at the last African Senior Championship, I was a silver medalist in the final in South Africa. So coming here, I really know that I'm going to the final. And anything is possible in the final.
So, we appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.